The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, and Jill Lane. How's everybody doing?
Good to be here. Happy day.
Happy day. The day after Labor Day. I'm a little weird from being off.
I'm wearing white. Isn't that like against the rules, whatever they are?
So is V. That's old school.
I didn't know.
No, this is actually from the fall, pre-fall.
My mistake.
Whatever. Isabel Marant. And, you know, my friend is in that industry. And so she gets me all these great finds, like the shoes that I brought you.
Man, they're so cute, you guys.
I brought her a pair of Italian hottie black boots that were originally hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Let me show you, Jill.
And I got
them. You have them? Yes.
Yeah.
Get them out.
I got them for a dime. Not really a dime, but like so cheap. It's like you feel like you're stealing.
Pass them down.
Look, so pretty.
Look how cute those are.
So pretty.
What was the name of them? They're a throwback from the 80s?
And I love the height of the heel. Like just the right height.
Not too high.
Yep. I love it.
So you can walk like a regular
person.
And
so many things you can wear these with. They're like a sway. Oh, I love it.
Aren't those so cute?
Yes.
And I got them 80% off.
So wow. Incredible.
And she's got teeny tiny feet.
I do.
They smell amazing too.
Mm-hmm, they do.
they're
going to be
fresh
comfortable.
Fresh leather shoe.
Show her the other
smell.
Ones. They got another one too. She's a size 5. Okay.
Wow.
She's got the tiny foot.
Smallest
so
feet.
At the end of the season, a lot of times the 40s or 41s, which is a 10 or an 11, or the 5. Get left on the rack. Look how cute those are.
Oh my gosh. I love these.
I know, right?
So cute. Blue is my favorite color. So
right?
cute.
I never wear blue, so this is awesome.
Love. Those could go with tons of stuff, too.
Oh, I know. Seriously. They're so cute.
Love. Again, cool lifestyle shoes like that.
They're Isabel Marant, too.
And I'm excited.
And they're such an incredible deal on them, too. So I love getting a good deal. I do.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So I left here Friday, and on my way home, I got rear-ended, which is not that big of a deal. It happens to a lot of people every day. Thankfully, I haven't been to a doctor or anything, but I'm pretty sure I wasn't, like, you know, injured too badly. But I did get a headache, like, shortly after. Like, within 15 minutes, I had a headache and an earache, which I thought was unusual. And so I went home, and then a friend of mine dropped off a dog that they'd found in a park that wasn't abandoned. So
what kind of dog?
I named him Charlie already. I can't keep him. I've got too many dogs. If it was a female dog, definitely it would be like a shoe-in, you know, but I've got so many male big dogs, and they just, the ratio's like way off balance. I have seven male dogs and 2 female dogs. Ooh.
But like Tom and Willie are so sweet. Have you introduced them yet? I feel like they would be the perfect trio.
I don't think so.
No.
No, because Tom. No, I no. What am I thinking? Yeah, no, I did because I tried to mix it up all weekend long, and no, they Tom tried to kill him through the fence. So I was like, that's not going to work. So what am I going to do with this
dog? Get out of here, you vagabond.
Yeah. And so I have my emergency kennel at the front of my property, and that's where he's been. And I took him to Shake Shack Saturday night. Got him a burger and took him for a ride.
Jeez, Charlie's living the life. What kind of dog is this?
He's like just a black and white, like a mutt, like a hound
dog. Medium sized?
He's like 40 pounds.
Okay.
He'd been neutered and he's 4 years old. I found that out. And that, so his, he has a chip, but the chip says that the dog is deceased and the number was shut off.
How does that happen? Does the owner have to shut off the chip?
Oh, maybe they must have got lost and then like,
And then they just shut off.
I have no idea.
They must have thought he was a goner and then...
Yeah.
That's interesting.
They wouldn't give us a lot more information. They wouldn't give us any name. We are going to try and get the shot records to send it to the vet so
a minute. Couldn't the chip say who he previously had belonged to?
They won't give that information.
Once the dog is...
They won't give the information out. They're very, very secretive.
I know,
about
but can't they contact the
they
owner
should.
And say we found your dog? It's you. Did you think it was lost? It's not dead. I mean, they don't need to give it to you, but mm-hmm. can't the vet or whomever gave you the information about the chip contact the people?
He seems like he was treated well because he is such a good boy, you know. But he kept hanging.
So weird.
I think he was in a guy's truck or car or something. Somebody took him in the car all the time because he would not get away from my Subaru. He kept hanging out by the door and jumping up like, "Hey, where are we going?"
Oh.
So I thought, you know, he seems pretty well behaved, and so I took him to Shake Shack Saturday night.
That's so funny. No wonder why Tom, what's your other dog, Tom? No wonder why Tom's pissed.
Tom and Willie.
Tom didn't get to go to Shake Shack.
And Mick is like,
what
the?
He's like, this chump got to go. He just showed up.
Yeah, and Mick isn't having any. Mick's pissed. I can tell. His juju's all messed up. He's like, what's going on here? Oh, my gosh.
Times are rough for Mick lately.
I know. All these dogs.
Yeah.
He feels intimidated. Rough. I know.
Oh, Lord.
But, it's a rough life.
But yeah, so my friend said, take a few of these. So I did for the high headache. And after I stopped hallucinating, I slept really well. I'm joking, of course.
Lord.
But, what did you do this weekend? Anything fun, you guys?
You know what? I feel like I was like party central for my kids. My kids had a lot of playtime with friends this weekend. So every day, one was at one friend's house and another friend was over. It was lots of stuff for the kids, which made them very happy. And we had a neighborhood get together one night, which was great. Just visiting and, you know, playing some games and things mm-hmm. like that. But lots of fun stuff for the kids this mm-hmm. weekend, which was cool. You
yeah.
know, they have their little social lives too. So we were, you know, yeah. socializing them.
Socializing them. That's yeah. always good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, my weekend's kind of a blur. I just like a little blurry.
I feel that. It was long. It was like just
yeah.
long enough.
What was up with yesterday? Is it just me? Yesterday felt like it was 2 days in one day.
I can relate. Yeah.
I got up at 7, I think, the first time. Mm-hmm. And then let all the dogs out, fed them, watered them. Then I went and laid back down. But I felt like yesterday, like, when is the sun going to go down? It's like the universe was trying to play some sort of joke. I felt like it was 2 days in one. Does anybody
really?
Else feel that way?
Geez.
Call us at 214-787-1190.
I do think it felt longer than a normal 3-day weekend. Because usually with my kids, they need like, they would love to have a couple
yeah.
more days. But I felt like it was just packed a lot in.
Yeah.
It felt longer than 3 days. But you know what? Yesterday, I don't know. I feel like the whole weekend was a blur. I don't know what day, what happened. My kids
yeah.
were very busy, very social, you know.
Yeah. We had a little bit of pool time, too. I cleaned up my car this morning.
Oh.
Because I have to take
it
in.
Find anything interesting?
Well, because I have to take it in and,
right.
and get a loaner car.
Right.
You know, because they have a couple. I'm sure that's going to take days to fix it. But you should have seen all the stuff I pulled out
I can
of my
truck.
What's the craziest thing that you found? Because I can't even imagine.
Well, let's
can you
see
say it on the air?
Well, our One Life Radio banner thing.
Great.
Okay.
We've been looking for that.
let's see. 3 scarves, all the equipment. What else did I
how many
like
outfits?
100 books. I didn't have any outfits.
Really?
I had 2 pair of boots.
Okay.
That I was going to take to Dino's that
how
I still
books?
Haven't got to.
Like at
I'm
least
gonna say at
3
le-
dozen.
There, no, no, no. There was about 100 books. I should
yeah.
take a picture. and they're all on my kitchen table right now. I got to alphabetize and put them back when I get home in my
oh
spare
my
time
gosh.
Tonight after I take care of all those animals. But yeah.
I love it.
Charlie peed all over that. That's the name of the new dog, Charlie.
Right.
You
peed?
Named him, he's yours.
He peed
know.
All over the construction wood. You know, they're fixing my 2 portaches that
uh-huh.
had a leak and
oh,
yeah,
no.
thousands of dollars worth of damage. But you know what happens and you just have to, you know, roofs are tricky. They can be super tricky.
God. Charlie, yeah. I mean, he's really, I mean, no, I can just see this guy. He's like, I'm going to
yeah.
make this place my
Would
home.
Would you like him? Don't
no.
you have a dog? What,
yes.
What, 2 dogs?
No.
One dog is 2 bucks. 2 dogs is
the
better
one
than
dog I have is like having 3 more kids. Like,
really?
I can't. He's so
yeah.
smart. He's just a rascal.
Well.
Yeah. He's no.
No. What's his name?
Baxter.
Baxter.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a poodle?
No. He's a French pointer. He's 3.
Okay.
He's very smart, but
okay.
he doesn't listen to anything I say. And he
well,
listens everything to my
for,
husband.
Really?
But then at night, he has to be sitting by me, touching me. Like, it's all things me. If I don't give him, like, 101 on the dot pets per day, then
yeah.
his day is off. It's like he's very – but then if I try to instruct him in any way, mm-hmm. forget about it.
Yeah.
I mean, just forget about it.
Yeah.
He's such a turd.
Well, yeah. Dogs, I love my animals so much. Charlie hit the big time, though. I mean, he was even at Royal Blue Grocery yesterday afternoon. Jeez. I took him, I got him some steak and super green little treats.
Yeah,
I would like to be your dog. I'm going to have someone drop me off at your porch.
For real.
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, we have a fantastic show coming up today, always with Jill Lane. She's going to be talking about 7 foods for a healthy brain and food preservation tips. I love this. I forgot we were going to talk about that. Ooh. And then what effect does calorie restriction have on the brain? I'd like to know because I'm calorie restricted right now. That's what I do. I don't eat until after the show. And sometimes I think it jacks with me a little bit. So I want to hear what you have to say. And we have a special guest coming up too, Donna Sage. She is a mother, wife, and health educator who lives in Denver, Colorado. We're going to be talking about hope and healing with cannabis. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Right, a little Jackson Brown. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, Jill Lane, and our special guest today, Donna Sage. She is a mother, wife, and health educator who lives in Denver, Colorado. This is a very important segment we're about to embark on because there's a lot of people out there listening that will benefit from this. You know, I think of a wonderful woman that we had on the show a few years ago, or actually last year, Mitzi Weiner and her son, Gavin, who were cured from Tourette's. Her son, Gavin, was cured from Tourette's by reaching out to the realm of caring and getting on CBD oil and cannabis. And that's what we're talking about today. Hope and healing with cannabis. Okay, so Donna, let's really dive into this. Can you tell our listeners more about CBD and what the realm of caring is?
I sure can. So I'd like to say that first I learned about CBD and cannabis out of necessity. My daughter had suffered 2 really serious concussions. So I kind of dove in headfirst into a shallow pond. But fortunately, I was in Denver. And CBD is very unique and special because it can reduce inflammation in your nervous system. Mm-hmm. That's really the bottom line. It takes the pressure off of your nerves. So you think anything, you know, dementia, Parkinson's, tremors, concussion, Tourette, anything in your neuromuscular system seems to be dramatically improved by reducing inflammation with CBD in the body.
Mm-hmm. Well, people have so many remarkable stories. And so what happened with your daughter? She had 2 concussions. Were they close together?
She played competitive volleyball, and she had a concussion in the spring of 2015, recovered over that year, and then suffered another one. Hence,
wow.
No more volleyball.
Wow. And that's really common. I'm Jill Lane played soccer in college, and we've talked about this many times, that a lot of injuries happen in soccer, don't they?
Yeah, in soccer, believe it or not, the number one reason why females in particular get concussion is actually head-to-head contact. It's not from the ball hitting the head, which is what my mom was always worried about. She'd want me to do headers. It's actually collisions, head-to-head, or you know, maybe elbow-to-head or something like that. So it's far more common than people believe, and oftentimes it goes unnoticed or undiagnosed just because maybe someone doesn't fall down and pass out or something extreme like that for people to think, oh, there's something wrong. They might be dizzy. The athlete might not say anything. There might not be a qualified person around to check pupil size and, you know, all that sort of thing. So it can be hard for a parent or a coach to even know that it happened, honestly.
Yeah. So continue on, if you would, please, Donna.
Well, so her first concussion in 2015, they had the standard medical practice was called REAP, where you basically rest and restore your body until you're out of pain. You quiet the brain. You're in the dark room, no screen time, and you calm the nervous system. And the majority of concussions resolve in 7 to 10 days. However, my daughter had what they call post-concussion syndrome, where you have residual pain. They say residual pain, but we had constant pain that never went away, that lasted several months. And we just continued to, you know, monitor her activity, reduce stimulation. And, you know, we did chiropractic. We had vestibular therapy, cranial release technique. We had her eyes checked. We did all kinds of what we thought were supplemental supports for her health. And it took 9 months for her really to get back to having a little bit of a sparkle in her eye with that first one.
Wow. Wow. And so, and then she had a second one. At what point did you start using cannabis and why?
Well, in 2016, when she had her second concussion, there was a new study out that said, hey, you know, suck it up, buttercup, just get up there and go do your best. And I'm looking at my daughter and, like, you could just tell, like, she wasn't really there. We went through the severe medical pathways with a neurologist. We did heavy, heavy prescription drugs. She was offered both concussions multiple times to take antidepressants, which we declined.
Oh, my gosh.
Time.
Wow.
And even in the 2016 concussion, we did an IV cocktail of Depakote, Toradol, and Benadryl in an attempt to reboot her brain. All of these things, hands down, made her pain worse, made her more irritable, and very toxic and unhappy. Yeah. And that's when, after that second concussion, we said, look, we're at the end of our rope. We've tried resting and waiting. That didn't work. We've tried everything that you want to do, except those antidepressants, which they said wouldn't work anyway.
I cannot, you know what, I have to tell you, like, that puts a fire under my rear end when I hear that an irresponsible medical doctor would offer depression or prescription drugs to such a young child when it wouldn't even help the situation. You know, a concussion has nothing to do with depression and anxiety.
Yes, as parents, we agree. Now, here's the dilemma, and this is the gray area, because these doctors, they don't have a lot that they can offer that can work and help. And Ashley was really struggling with, you know, her grades and her identity as being an athlete and a scholar and all of the social things that were really suffering in her life. Were there things for her to be sad and depressed about? Heck yeah. Plus she had a pain, a constant headache. Can you imagine a constant headache for months and months? Like, that really can create symptoms of depression.
Of course.
It wasn't depression. It was her pain and the injury.
And so is that when you, so I'm reading here that that's kind of when you eventually began supplementing the CBD with the THC to obtain more comprehensive relief for your daughter's concussion symptoms, correct?
That is absolutely correct. I shared all those things that we went through to show you how amazing her recovery was with CBD. After 20 or 30 minutes with 20 milligrams of Charlotte's Web cannabis oil, which is the CBD only, for the first time in months, she goes, Mom, my head doesn't hurt. Like, it's gone. It's really gone.
Yeah. It's truly amazing. In fact, Charlotte's Web was a longtime sponsor of One Life Radio. Then they got a new marketing director. So, you know, they change things sometimes. But anyway, Charlotte's Web, the realm of caring, I have sent so many people there. I have, because I've never been there. I've never called there. But I understand that they are an amazing organization that helps so many people.
They really are. And I jumped in here not knowing, I wasn't pro-cannabis or anti-cannabis. I was pro-healing my daughter. And we actually got a clue when we were reading something in the Denver paper about the NFL wanting to get CBD approved for the NFL injuries. And it just kind of snowballed from there. And the Realm of Caring was a fabulous resource. They helped me understand what products to get, how do you figure out a therapeutic dose. I actually found them after I started experimenting with it, because I was just so excited at the possibility. And I was convinced that if I got their brand, I knew it was clean, it was safe, it wouldn't hurt her, and for goodness sake, it could really help her.
Yeah.
And it did.
Well, we've had, you know, we've got story after story I could recite of guests that we've had on the show with children that were suffering. That I think of, a couple of years ago, the Alexa Bortel, they had to move. They actually had to move from Texas to Colorado to save their daughter's life. And I mean, just countless stories, like the one I said, Mitzi Weiner and her son, Gavin, who had Tourette's syndrome so poor, so bad that he couldn't even go to school. And after two doses of CBD oil, the appropriate dose, which I believe the Realm of Caring was the one that told that guided them through the process as well. And he was cured. You know, you're not supposed to say that, but the Tourette's, all the shaking and the trembling was gone, and he was able to go back to school within a couple of days. When you hear stories like that, I don't know how anyone in Washington or in any government agency could think anything other than medical marijuana and CBD oil should be absolutely legal in all 50 states. Would you agree?
Well said. I do agree with that.
Okay. So what are the current laws regarding medical marijuana and CBD?
Well, I can just speak in the state of Colorado. When we were going through this with Ashley, so she was born in 2000, which is when the big movement to legalize medical cannabis was happening in Denver. And I was living way up in the mountains. I was busy having my home birth baby and, you know, not in the city with these marijuana pothead people, honestly. Mm-hmm. I didn't relate or understand. I wasn't educated to the benefits of it.
Yeah.
But thankfully, we had industry leaders and pioneers that made it possible so that when I circled back and my baby needed that, it was available. It became available in 2000 in Denver. Mm-hmm. Everybody pretty much knows Colorado's the pot capital.
Marijuana headquarters.
Yeah. And now it's also legal for recreational use as well. Mm-hmm. I'm a trained social worker. I know how to take kids away from their parents. And so when I started this process with Ashley, I followed all the rules. We got a med card. I actually, even though I was following all the rules and wasn't using THC, I still felt a little bit like I was being naughty. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I say, unfortunately, now, even over the course of just a few years, that stigma is lifting because, like you said, all these stories that you share, the shows that you do on your show that help educate people to demystify and help us understand, you know, this beautiful plant that nature has made.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful.
Well, our constitution was written on hemp paper. I'm 100% sure of that, along with a lot of other stats I could throw out there. But, you know, cannabis is a beautiful plant. It should be legal federally, and so should CBD oil federally that heals so many people. And, by the way, we have an endocannabinoid system in our body that needs fed by endocannabinoids, which you can get in some other plants. But I just don't understand why so many people still to this day leave themselves uneducated about this subject and believe that, you know, that marijuana is from the devil or some crazy stuff like that. It just seems so ignorant to me. It really does.
Well, so. That's part of why I'm so thankful to be invited on your show. I wrote my article and it was published in the Wellbeing Journal, which I love the Wellbeing Journal. I've written for them for over 20 years. So kudos to Scott Miners.
Yes.
People just don't know what they don't know. Mm-hmm. And if you only pay attention to what you're being showed by mainstream media, for example, won't get the whole story.
You won't get the whole story. And you'll get whatever, you know. Unfortunately, pharmaceutical companies have way too much power. We see it with the opioid crisis. We see it just all over the place. We see it with vaccines. I mean, I could go on and on. And it's just, and the case in point, your daughter, they were going to prescribe her depression drugs, which, by the way, after 2 months would be very difficult for her to get off of and would do all kinds of damage to her brain and her body. I'm sure you're familiar familiar with Dr. Kelly Brogan, who's been on the show multiple times, is a New York Times bestselling author. I highly recommend her book as well for getting to the root of a lot of issues that we're discussing on the air today. Such a pleasure, Donna. Thank you so much. I hope you'll come back.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Thank you for all your work you're doing for the community.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. That's Donna Sage. And I encourage everyone out there that has a child that perhaps is suffering from some of the same things that her daughter Ashley, check out The Realm of Caring. It's theroc.us. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora. A novel, broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Nevi Mendoza, and Jill Lane. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. Today, we're talking about a lot of stuff. We're mixing it up. We're going to really have a big show.
It's a great segue from what we were just talking about, though, because we were talking about things that help the brain.
Absolutely.
And people think the brain is just, you know, this object that's contained in our skull but it's not connected to the rest of our body. Mm-hmm. Medicine, unfortunately, still treats it that way, but we forget that out of the base of our brain is this long, like, horsetail, if you will, our spinal cord. Yeah. That goes all the way down our back, and then at our butt, all these little tentacles go out down our legs. And so our brain literally is everywhere.
Yeah,
and so
it,
we
it
have
is.
To take care of our whole body to take care of our brain.
Well,
and that's why hemp works for brain health.
Absolutely, it does. And we have an endocannabinoid system, just like we have a digestive system,
right.
A central nervous system, a lot of different systems, and it needs fed properly. And it's always great to have you in studio, Jill Lane. She's been on the show since the very beginning, almost. I think week two, signed her up. We've been talking ever since, but she's incredible. She, as I said, she's a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions. Today, we're finishing up what we talked about a couple of weeks ago. What effect does calorie restriction have on the brain? So what is it? What did we not get to?
Well, just as a quick recap for those that are tuning in today for the first time, what does calorie restriction even mean is the first thing to define. So caloric restriction in the scientific literature usually means that you reduce the amount of food you're eating per day by around half. And so if you eat around half of what you're eating, or, you know, for some people it's between 5 and 800 calories or less per day, you are kind of in the realm of caloric restriction. Now, when you do that a variety of over a period of time, so usually it's a day or two or longer, mm-hmm. a bunch of things start to get triggered in the body that for most people are really beneficial. So when it comes to the brain, something really cool that gets triggered are these fancy molecules. They're often called the longevity proteins, called sirtuins.
Sirtuins. That's right. Now I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
So sirtuins really are the kind of things in our body that keep us youthful. And the cool thing about it is that fasting potentially triggered to sirtuins. There are certain actually nutrients that have been researched to mimic caloric restriction, because let's face it, none of us can eat less than half of what we eat every day for an extended period of time.
And
there's some religious groups that do that.
Yeah,
the monks. I mean, there's people, groups very small that do it. But there's a lot of research happening, just like, honestly, like cannabis right now, into the medical benefits of monitored caloric restriction or certain variations of fasting. Mm-hmm. So the brain really benefits if done appropriately.
Yeah, it's fascinating. All the science is so fascinating. You said something about a supplement, and I know that I'm curious. I know people listening are curious. Yeah. What supplement helps with longevity?
Well, there's two that have been shown to mimic the effects of caloric restriction. One is resveratrol.
So, oh, okay, I take that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I drink lots of red wine.
Right? I knew that was coming. but here's the thing. And the cool thing is, though, I mean, they've shown in an article that we're kind of jumping off this conversation from, they've shown that people who take resveratrol around 200 milligrams a day have some of their sirtuin and cognitive benefits that caloric restriction provides. But the thing that catches people up over time, and this really goes back to even the discussion we were just having around concussion, is there's another molecule in the body called NAD. And when we have a lot of repair that has to happen in the body, especially in the brain, mm-hmm. our body can run short on NAD. Mm-hmm. Exercise can help produce more NAD, but my favorite thing that helps produce it is something called nicotinamide riboside or resveracel.
Oh, yeah, that one.
There's a product called resveracel, which I think you and I both love.
Resvera what? Swell?
Resveracel.
Oh, cell.
It's a combination
of... I thought you said resveracel. That's
the new one.
That's tricky.
It's a combination of resveratrol and nicotinamide riboside. And so you can, you know, do a little bit better job with what you eat, maybe cut back a little bit on your calories, exercise, get good sleep, manage stress, and take resveracel and get your sirtuins a little bit of love so that you age more gracefully.
So is resveracel, is that the one that Thorne makes?
Yes.
Okay, so I take that, and then I take a Gaia one too. But that root, what's it called?
Rhodiola.
No, not
the
rhodiola.
The ribotinomidus something?
The one you just talked about.
Nicotinamide riboside.
There you go. That stuff, okay.
That's in resveracel.
If Thorne's doing it, is legit. But there was a group of Harvard doctors that, you know, unveiled this new supplement, and they were asking huge money for it. Mm-hmm. And I just thought some of the claims that they made were a little exaggerated, you know?
Yeah, I mean, nicotinamide riboside has been shown in humans after ingestion to raise NAD levels. It's been proven in human clinical studies. Back to concussion, as we were talking about, a couple concussion studies happening actually between Thorne and the Mayo Clinic right now on football players in concussion using nicotinamide riboside.
Oh,
and so it's been heavily researched. There's other research, I think, at Johns Hopkins with nicotinamide riboside and sulforaphane, which is a broccoli sprout extract, on some other effects. And so, yes, you need to get the right dose. You may need to get it from a specific source. There's other things we're learning about it. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to taking care of your brain, you basically just want to You don't want to age quick when it comes to the brain. You want your brain to be not inflamed, which is what happens in concussion. It's super inflamed.
Right.
You don't want it to get rusty, which is what happens when you eat a lot of sugar and a lot of toxic fats.
Yeah.
And you want it to have good circulation. And so,
what about CoQ10 and also omega-3s.
Yeah, so CoQ10 is really interesting. It's like the spark plug in your car. It's kind of analogous to that. In our cells, it helps our cells create energy. When it comes to the brain, the only thing it's been heavily researched with in really high doses is Parkinson's.
Ooh,
It's better for the heart, and it's mandatory for people who take statin drugs, cholesterol-lowering medications. If you're listening, you're on a statin, your husband or wife's on a statin, and you're not taking CoQ10, you must take CoQ10 because
it's documented
that it reduces CoQ10, which over time actually damages the heart muscle.
Which is crazy, because that's what you're taking it to be healthier. And that's, you know, Dr. Johnny Bowden, one of your favorite men on the planet, speaks a lot about that. He does.
Really important for heart health. Mm-hmm. More for heart health, but again, everything's connected. So you take care of your heart, you take care of your brain.
But
fish oil, you mentioned fish oil. I think
fish oil.
You know, fish oil and actually CBD go hand in hand. And in fact, CBD is kind of like the fish oil for the body. You actually have to have enough omegas in the body to make your own endogenous endocannabinoids. They work very closely together. And so supplementing with omegas helps, again, just with healthy inflammatory levels. Mm-hmm. And again, no one wants an inflamed brain.
No.
No one wants any, you know, inflammation is meant for acute repair in the body.
People don't think
chronic.
About it. Yeah. They don't think about the brain, like you said at the beginning of the segment. They don't think about the brain being inflamed like the body, but they're connected, and there's no two ways about it.
I think if you have a loved one or you yourself are suffering from anything that has to do with brain health, whether it's mood all the way to something like concussion or structural, you have to think of the brain as an organ, not mm-hmm. just as this like ethereal thing, like the actual structure of the brain. Is it inflamed? Has it been damaged? You know, is the circulation to the brain good? I think you have to rule out all of those things. Is it being well fed? Mm-hmm. You know, should you consider a ketogenic diet? You know, maybe it needs more ketones. Maybe you need to bring your blood sugar down. That should be like the first line of defense for brain health. And then you can get into the rest of the stuff, or at least at minimum, do them together.
Well, we're going to talk all about it. We've got a lot more coming up with Jill Lane. We're also going to be talking about 7 foods for a healthy brain and a couple of food preservation tips. I love these. And it's so important because it'll save you money. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Listening to this song a lot lately. I love Van Morrison. He was pretty hot back in the day, you know?
Before my time, sister.
Well, me too, but you know what? I saw a picture of him. I'm like, dang, he was pretty hot.
Did he have like shorty short shorts, or was he like a...
No, he was... I think he was from England. Like.
I can't get over his chest hair photos.
Oh, no.
Oh, see? I didn't see that one. I just saw him like, I don't
How
know.
How could you miss
in
it?
In a cool pair of jeans, looking fly or whatever.
Got it.
But welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. And I think we're going to put actually the story of
Donna.
Yes, in of the
yes, both those
yes,
people.
We're going to put that in the.
It'll be there.
It'll be a cool story.
I'm
there
super
about
silly.
Tourette's.
There we go. Thank you, Jill Lane.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh. You know, you can listen to this podcast too on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Android, Stitcher, and Spotify, or you can go to our iHeartMedia. Not iHeartMedia.
We own it.
You can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And a big shout out to our sponsors, great companies that help bring all of this great programming to you. Companies like Sun Warrior, Enviromedica, Crazy Water, Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, and Thorne Research, as well as the International Society of Sports Nutrition. We have a dispensary on our website at oneliferadio.com/Thorne, T-H-O-R-N-E. Check it out to get 20% off all their products and free shipping as well. I wanted to make a special mention about Enviromedica. They're one of our new sponsors, and they have this magnetic clay bath. And it's really amazing. So I'm gonna just read this from my little thing that I have here. It's free of additives and synergistically combined with ancient sea salt. Their clay bath provides a uniquely potent professional grade clay bath formula that you can use in the comfort and convenience of your own home. But the most important thing is that it can pull out years of toxins out of the body that have accumulated with just one magnetic clay bath. So I've ordered some. I'm going to report back on it. Can't wait to try it. And of course, Terra Flora, their probiotic, is one of the best on the market. If you suffer with not being regular, I can give you my personal guarantee that every other day if you take one, it is an amazing product and it really does boost your immune system. So check it out at Enviromedica.com. And of course, Sun Warrior, they've been with us for a very long time, is a premier all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com and check out all of their products. They have some amazing ones. In fact, they have a new CBD oil coming out. I cannot wait. And then they have a keto vegan meal replacement drink that's coming out. So, cool. And it's plant-based, so it's just amazing. And so I want to correct something about that I said earlier about the Constitution being written on hemp paper. Well, I was wrong. Or so they say. I'm not sure. Maybe they're lying.
Yeah,
but here you go. But I want you to know this. But I read the history. This is on history.com. This is really fascinating. It says, as you can imagine, it was an important product in the New World as the American colonies were being established. It was so important, in fact, that in 1619, Virginia passed a law requiring hemp to be grown on every farm in every colony. Amazing, right? And at the time, it says that the crop was also considered a proper form of currency in Virginia, as well as Pennsylvania and Maryland. What would it be like if marijuana leaves became currency in today's world?
I have a feeling in some places it is.
I think it might be. Maybe in Colorado. But anyway, I just wanted to correct myself because that's important, right? To own it. If you say something that you... I guess it's urban legend or so they say. But how do we know that Washington isn't lying?
It's a cover up.
It's a cover up.
We need a sample.
It's a hemp cover up.
We need a sample of the Constitution if you're listening.
We got to test it.
It.
It's so good to have Jill. Always makes me silly. She does. She's been on the show for a very long time. I'm clearly very relaxed when they're on the air. She is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. Always a pleasure. Today, Jill is talking about seven foods for a healthy brain, and we're going to give a couple food preservation tips if we have time. So you go, girl.
Quick list, because I think these are all really easy to access, tasty, and we're going to talk about how to make sure they don't spoil, because I think we talk a lot about, you know, how much food we waste
I'm
in this country.
This country,
you know, it happens to all of us. Let's just face it.
It does.
And
it does.
I think crop to crop, and we don't have time for this, but I feel like the berries have been so crappy this year as far as how long they last. Like, they go so quick. I would buy something and it's like moldy the next day. So,
I've got raspberries doing that right now.
Yeah. So first thing on the list is berries, because they have all that fiber and those antioxidant-like molecules called polyphenols. And like we were talking about in the segment before, we don't want an inflamed brain. And so the polyphenols can help with that. So berries, from a preservation standpoint, one, you know, you have to eat them right away.
I was going to make some raspberry Bernie bars, but then I got hit in the back end and my whole weekend. So what do I do? How can I, because I hate wasting the berries and the money.
So if you're worried and you don't think your kids, mine will take down my berries in a day or two, but if you don't think you're going to eat them in a day or two, I suggest actually taking them out of the box and laying them flat out on a piece of paper towel so that absorbs the moisture, because what happens is they get moldy because they're touching each other so closely in there. Especially if you wash your fruits and vegetables beforehand, you need to spread them out, air dry them, and then lay them. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have room in my refrigerator for stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
me either.
What happens is that, because I don't want to throw stuff away, is if I see they're starting to get soft and they're about to turn, I just put the whole box in my freezer. I put them in a smoothie. I'll put them in my kids' gluten-free pancakes. This morning they had raspberries in them. Yesterday they had blueberries.
Nice.
And so you don't waste them. They get reused for something else. So that's the first
thing. We just need to be reminded of stuff like this.
Yeah, just pop the whole box in your freezer and then you can put them in a smoothie another day. You know, it doesn't matter. They'll freeze solid. And so the next thing is fish. We talked about fish oil. I think everybody knows, right, that fish is good for you. The omega-3s in them, cold water fish, especially like salmon and halibut and sardines, have a great amount of omega-3s, and omega-3s and the right ratio of omega-6s in our body are anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we don't want an inflamed brain or heart or joints or any of the above.
You have to beware, though, of farm-raised fish, because it really is pretty gross.
Yeah, non-farm-raised fish or something that's sustainably caught. I'm into that now, so I will only buy sustainably caught, like sardines, because you don't want these people fishing stuff out there and they're killing dolphins and all sorts of other stuff just to get their stuff they're going to send to you.
My dad loves sardines. Yeah, I know you love your sardines.
Mm, love them.
Anchovies, too?
Yeah, I do, but I those aren't things you can eat all the time. They're so salty, but like I'll take them on a salad any day of the week.
Yeah.
Turmeric, we talk about the curcuminoids in there. I prefer just to supplement with it because most people aren't cooking with turmeric every day.
Mm-hmm.
Leafy greens, eggs. I think the biggest thing is pastured eggs, because the choline, which is in the yolk, do not eat only egg whites. Eat the yolk. You need a choline. There's actually a big epidemic in vegans having low choline right now, because
I heard about that.
You need it for your brain. It's super important.
Right.
So We're halfway through this. Green tea, dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate too?
Dark chocolate.
Oh, wow.
Green tea, leafy greens, eggs. Nice. Take your produce out of the plastic bag and store it out of the bag so it doesn't go rotten.
And if you don't
use the bag. Don't even put it in the bag to begin with.
There you go. And throw them in the freezer if you can't get to them. Save the money and the fruit. So
absolutely.
Always great. Jill Lane, thank you so much. What a fun show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and have some fun.